朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
感谢主，我们再有一次机会可以相聚在主的脚前。
Thanks, Lord, we have another opportunity to gather in front of Him.
虽然外面是大雪纷飞
although there's snow outside,
但是我们里面的心却是火热的
but our heart is full of warmth.
因为神的爱激励我们
becauseGod's love inspired us.
让我们一同打开圣经加拉太书。
Let's open the Bible, Galatians.
我们今天要读第六章。
We are going to read chapter 6.
从六到第十节。
From verse 6 to 10.
我要请我的弟兄用中文的来念。
I'm going to ask my brother to read in Chinese.
其他的弟兄姐妹，你可以用你喜欢的语言来读。
Other brothers and sisters, please read in the language you prefer.
Let's start reading.
加拉太书第六章六到十节，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Let's have a word of prayer again.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you for all your goodness to us.
天父，我们感谢你在你里面把所有的好处都给了我们。
We thank you for allowing us to participate in the bread and cup.
我们感谢你让我们参与你的饼和杯。
What an amazing love.
何等的爱。
And we thank you now you give us the opportunity to listen to your word.
我们也感谢你给我们机会让我们来听你的教导，听你的话语。
How we pray that the Holy Spirit will open up the Holy Scripture.
我们祷告说圣灵要把这些经文展开给我们。
Such that we will be taught.
我们就会被教导。
And how we pray thatYou grant us a humble heart.
我们祷告说你给我们一颗受教的心。
And an open ear.
有一个开放的耳朵。
May you receive all the glory and honor among your children.
愿你得着你的儿女给你的荣耀和赞美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名求，我们这样祷告。
Amen. Even though we read from verse 6 to 10,
虽然我们读了六到十节
But we probably only have time to cover verse 6 today.
我们可能仅仅有时间来一起学习第六节
The rest of the time, rest of the verses we have to share next time.
其他的经节我们会在后面分享
But many people think that verse 6 is an independent parenthesis in the middle of discussion about life in the Christian community.
很多人都认为第六节呢是关于基督徒团体生活的教导中间一个独立的插曲。
Others think that 6 to 10 is a teaching that lay people should support their pastor and the more they pay, the better they will receive, the more they will receive.
其他人呢认为这里呢六到十节是在教导平信徒要用金钱来支持他们的牧师， 他们给牧师的金钱越多，从牧师所得的回报也就越多。
Only very few people think that verse 6 is part of the teaching on how Christians live together and practice in step with the Holy Spirit.
只有极少数的人认为第六节呢是关于基督徒团体生活和操练与圣灵同步教导当中的一部分。
This verse teaches an often neglected truth, which is that all Christians need to be taught by someone else.
这一节经文呢，教导了我们一个常常被我们忽略的事实，那就是所有的基督徒都需要被别人所教导。
It is the wisdom of God that He does not choose to teach us directly all the time.
神是何等的有智慧，他不在所有的时候都直接的教导我们。
Instead, most often he chooses to use other people to teach us.
在很多的时候呢，他选择用其他的人来教导我们。
For example,
比如说
，After Paul had a direct encounter with Jesus,
当保罗遇见主耶稣以后
，Our Lord did not tell him everything he need to know.
我们的主并没有直接告诉他所有的事情。
Instead, our Lord used a little brother called Ananias to teach him.
我们的主呢，用了一个小弟兄 Ananias 来教他。
Of course, the Holy Spirit need to use whatever other teaches us to illuminate.
当然呢，圣灵呢常常用别人教导我们的东西来光照我们。
Today,
如今
，with such a vast amount of information online,
在网络信息爆炸的时代
，more and more people think that they don't need to be taught by others.
很多人呢认为呢，他们不需要受教于其他人。
They think that just by a few clicks.They will become spiritual mature.
他们觉得呢，只需要点几下鼠标，他们就能在属灵上成熟。
The fact is, knowledge can only puff up.
事实上，知识只会让我们自高自大。
Only the anointing of the Holy Spirit can bring Christ-like life.
只有圣灵的膏抹才能带出像基督一样的生命。
It seems when we humbly sit in front of other brothers, receiving the teaching of the Word of God,
当我们谦卑地坐在其他弟兄的面前的时候，当我们领受神的话语的时候
，That's the time the Holy Spirit will anoint those teaching and give us firsthand revelation.
那是圣灵膏抹那些教导，会给我们第一手的启示。
If we look at verse 6,
如果我们看第六节
the Greek literal translation,
原文的直译在希腊文中是这样的
Let the one who is taught the word relate truth, share in all good things with the one who teaches.
所有在信仰真道上受教的人都要和施教的人彼此共享一切美好的事物。
The word that Paul used here for both the one teaching and the one being taught,
在这里呢，保罗用在受教的人和施教的人的词语都是
catechino，
都是 catechino 这个词。
This is a quasi-technical word in New Testament.
这是在新约圣经中一个半专业的词语。
It used to talk about instructions on gospel truth.
是用来形容福音真理的。
Like Luke 1:4, Acts 18:25, 1 Corinthians 14:19.
像路加福音一章四节中，使徒行传十八章二十五节中，以及哥林多前书十四章十九节当中所提到的。
Later on in church history, a word called catechism denotes formal instruction in the Christian faith.
后来在教会的历史中呢，有一个词汇叫 catechesis， 用来形容教理问答。
It is reasonable that most Chinese Bible teachers misunderstood this verse.
我们可以理解很多中文的圣经学者误解了这节经文。
Because the Chinese version say that let the one who is taught provide all the needs of the teacher.
因为中文的翻译是在道理上受教的当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
Which is really misleading.
这是一个非常有误导性的翻译。
But unfortunately, the majority of the English commentary made almost the same mistake.
但是可惜的是大多数的英文圣经评论呢也犯了一个同样的错误。
Many interpret this verse as if it is to command those lay people in the church to pay their pastor well.
很多人呢理解呢这节经文是要命令那些平信徒付很多的钱给那些神职人员。
It is clear from the New Testament that there are ministers who were called by God not to make money for living.
在新约圣经中我们可以清楚地看到很多传道人呢都是蒙神呼召并非为了在世上赚钱养生。
But they will devote their time in God's ministry.
他们却要花更多的时间来做神的事工。
And God will use his people to provide their need.
神会用他的民来供养这些人的需要。
If we look at 1 Corinthians 9:14, 2 Corinthians 11:7-12,
如果我们看哥林多前书9章14节，哥林多后书11章7到12节等等。
And even Philippians 4:10-19 and 1 Timothy 5:7-18.
或者腓立比书4章10到19节以及提摩太前书5章17到18节。
The teaching is very clear.
这里的教导是非常清楚的。
And even though Paul himself refused such kind of financial support.
虽然保罗自己本人都拒绝了这样在金钱上的供应。
Paul did not invent this idea.
保罗并没有发明这个结论。
He drew on Jesus' teaching from Matthew 10:10 and Luke 10:7.
他是直接得到这个结论，来自于马太福音十章十节、路加福音十章十七节中耶稣的教导。
F.F. Bruce has a very interesting saying.
F.F. 布鲁斯有一个非常有趣的谚语。
The teacher relieves the ignorance of the student.
老师帮助学生脱离了无知。
The student should relieve the teacher of concern for his substance.
学生呢，理应帮助老师脱离生计之忧。
However,
但是
no matter we look from literally or from the context,
无论我们从字面上还是从上下文来理解，
this verse.Should not be interpreted as lay people should financially support the one who is teaching the truth of God.
我们不应该把这节经文理解作为一个命令，就是让那些平信徒来用金钱支持那些教导神真理的人。
Let's look at from literary perspective.
我们先从字面上来理解。
The first word in Greek started with let share.
这节经文在希腊文中第一个词呢是应当分享。
Then the second part talking about which parties are involved in sharing.
第二部分呢讲到说分享的参与者。
Then finally explain what to share.
最后呢，讲到说分享的内容。
So let's look at the first part.
好，我们先来看第一部分。
Let's share.
应当分享。
This is clear a commandment to share.
这是一个让我们分享的命令。
共享。
共享的命令。
This word in Greek, kinoneto.
这个词语在希腊文中叫 kinoneto。
It means participation, fellowship, and communion.
它的意思是参与、团契和完全共享。
It implies sharing with one another.
它代表着我们彼此分享。
This word can be translated into share in or share with, depending on the context.
根据语境呢，这个词可以被翻译作为在其中有份，或者是与人共享。
If we look at Romans 15:27,
我们看罗马书15:27,
there Paul said,
保罗在这里提到。
If the Gentile have come to share in their spiritual blessing,
因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，
that's share in about the same word.
这是有份同样的词语。
Or Paul in Philippians 4:15,
或者保罗在腓立比书4:15中所提到的。
No church share with me in the matter of giving and receiving.
论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
They're translated into share with.
这里呢，翻译作为与某某共享。
If we talk about share in,
如果我们讲到说有份，
a good example of kinoneto.
一个很好的例子是
in the breaking of the bread service,
在饼杯的服事当中。
You know, in English, some people call it communion service.
在英文中，很多人翻译叫它是 communion service, 意思就是共同分享的服务。
Because at the Lord's table,
因为在主的桌子台前，
we offer our thanksgiving and praise to Jesus.
我们把我们的感谢和赞美给我们的主。
And we receive love and empowerment from Jesus.
我们从主领受爱和能力。
At the same time, we enjoy the love and encouragement from one another in spirit.
同时呢，我们也在圣灵里彼此享受爱和鼓励。
So if you notice that here,
所以如果你注意到这里的话，
Paul did not use provide or support or giving.
保罗呢并没有使用说供应、支持或者给予这样的词汇。
So it is clear.
所以很清楚地告诉我们，
This is not talking about lay people paying clergy.
这里并不是在讲贫信徒付钱给他们的牧师或者是神职人员。
This is about the situation when we were told by a brother.
这是关于当我们被其他弟兄所教导的时候。
We have a responsibility to respond him with good things.
我们对回应他有责任，我们应该用美好的事物来回应他。
And the reverse is true as well.
反过来呢，同样的道理。
Now let's look at the second part.
好，我们来看第二部分。
Who is the teacher and who is the student?
谁是老师，谁是学生呢？
You know, when a Christian denied our flesh and walked in step with the Holy Spirit?
你知道，当一个基督徒弃绝他的肉体和圣灵同步的时候，
God will use some different people to teach us different spiritual truth.
神会使用不同的人来教导我们不同的属灵真理。
And God also will use us to teach other saints to learn.
神呢，有时候也会使用我们来帮助其他圣徒来在主里面有学习。
So when God used you to teach other Christians,
所以当神使用你来教导其他基督徒的时候，
You're a teacher.
你是一个老师。
In Chinese Bible, it says 师教。
是一个师教者。
When God used teach us through others,
当神透过别人来教导我们的时候，
then we're a student.
我们就是受教者。
I think that's the reason Paul used singular in this sentence.
我觉得这就是保罗在这里使用单数的重要原因。
Every Christian may be a teacher or a student at different times.
在不同的时刻，每一个基督徒都可以是施教者或者是受教者。
The one who teach and the one who was taught had a partner relationship.
施教者和受教者有一个伙伴关系。
Even sometimes they will reverse their roles.
虽然有时候呢，他们会互换角色。
That's the reason we must keep in mind that all we teach in a local church does not provide a paid service.
所以说呢，我们应该时刻记得呢，就是那些在本地教会做教导的人，施教的人，并不是来做了一个付费的服务。
All should share in the good things from above.
所有人呢，都应该一起来分享从天上来的美好的事物。
If you think about our Bible study time,
如果我们想象一下我们查经的时候，
When one was teaching,
当一位弟兄分享就是他做施教的工作的时候，
All the others are being taught.
所有其他的人呢，都是受教。
And we all share in the good things God revealed.
我们都在分享神向我们所启示那美好的事物。
When the next brother starts to teach,
当下一位弟兄开始分享，开始施教的时候，
the one just taught became a student.
刚刚分享的那位弟兄呢，就成为一个受教者。
This is like we teach one another and we learn from one another.
这就是我们互相教导，我们互相学习。
This is the beauty of kinoneto.
这就是这个希腊词 kinoneto 的美丽之处。
Of course, the good things need not to be limited to spiritual things.
当然，美好的事物并非仅仅限在属灵的事物上。
When we hear some life experience from elderly saints,
当我们听到一些年长的圣徒们给我们分享他们的生命里面的经历的时候，
That's a great blessing.
那是一个无比好的祝福。
And I also see many young saints share with elderly all the modern technologies.
我也常常看到年轻的弟兄姊妹们给年长的弟兄姊妹们分享现代科技。
That's a beautiful blessing just as well.
这也是一个非常美丽的祝福。
And this is exactly what Paul is trying to remind the Galatians.
这正是保罗在这里给加拉太人的一个提醒。
In our church life,
在我们的教会生活当中，
we all experience the joy of share even in material things.
就算在物质的上面，我们也常常享受着分享的快乐。
It is very clear from this verse.
在这节经文中很清楚地提醒我们，
Paul is not talking about few people are the elite and others are students.
保罗并不是讲到说个别人是精英阶层，其他人呢都是受教的。
And if we understood his point,
如果我们理解保罗的观点,
I think we need to ask ourselves a question.
我们需要问我们自己一个问题。
Do I like to be taught some truth?
我想接受真理方面的教导吗?
You may think this is a no-brainer.
你可能觉得这是废话。
Why anybody don't want to know more about the truth of God?
怎么可能有人不想知道神更多的真理呢?
But let me remind you that God is not interested to enlarge our head knowledge.
让我来提醒你，神并不是仅仅想要增加我们的头脑知识。
God is only interested in using his truth to bring transformation in our life.
神仅仅想要用他的真理来在我们生命中做改变的工作。
So if God used someone to show you certain truth from the Bible,
如果神使用其他人来教导你圣经当中的真理，
based on 2 Timothy Chapter 3, verse 16.
像提摩太后书三章十六节中所提到的
You can rest assured that those teaching of the truth will always have a purpose for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
我们可以清楚地认识到这样的教导都是有目的性的，与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义。
So I hope by now you understand that why when we were receive some truth, that's the time we will be correct, we will be changed.
我希望到这里你已经清楚地看到了，当你接受教导的时候，那是你需要被改正、需要改变的时刻。
And I can assure you one thing.
我也可以向你保证。
Our sinful nature never will feel good about the person who told us to change.
因着我们的罪性，当我们成为受教的人的时候，我们不会对我们施教的人有任何的好感。
And that's the reason Paul need to emphasize what to share when we were told.
这就是为什么保罗需要在这里强调我们要分享的内容。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。